Thursday night, or Lechav Gimel Iyar, Chavos Halvavos Shir. We're in Shar HaKaniyah. And, wait a second, I have to tell Shal Shudas.
I don't really believe that this is not going to be the first announcement.
Okay, so in Shar HaKaniyah Perek Ravi, in Perek Ravi, the Chavos Halvavos gives us scenarios, cases, stories, life, scenarios where you have to use Midas HaKaniyah. Maybe these things are happening to you because Hashem wants you to practice Midas HaKaniyah. Like always, you know, you have things like that. But Akoponim, you have to use Kaniyah. So the first one is really very, very makif. It's only one line in the Chavos Halvavos, but it's extremely makif because it involves most of your life. Because most of your life, we're interacting with people, and he says you have to use Midas HaKaniyah whenever you interact with other people. Now, what that would mean is what we more commonly known as anova. Don't be overbearing, don't be obnoxious, don't feel you're superior to the other person, etc. So that's a mouthful. His first scenario is any time you interact with people, which is a whole day. Okay. Number two was if your rav gives you mussar. Oh, no, it doesn't say that. But it says something like that. It says when you meet up with tzaddikim or chassidim or gedolei hador, they give you mussar. So be nichna, and he brings down the pasuk that that's a good thing. Don't automatically put up your defenses and say it's not my fault, I didn't do it, I didn't mean it, it wasn't me, it's really not so bad, I don't know what you're talking about. Be nichna to these people. So that's the ability to take mussar is a very oevus hatochachos is grabbed one of the memches kinyanim shatara niknes b'hem. So that's the midah of kaniyah. So you whip it out and you need it then. Be nichna to these people. The third scenario was if you're the guest of honor at a dinner, or if we say that, you know, I say I want to publicly thank Eitan for all the work that he does. So Eitan's supposed to say, oh man, if the Rav only knew what I just did a half hour ago. That's what the Chavos Halvavos says. You have to think of all the things you did that day that you would just die of embarrassment if it was publicly announced. So that you don't take, you know, there's an expression, he takes his press releases seriously. You know, you put out the press release and then the problem is you believe it, but you forget that you're the one that wrote it. So the Chavos Halvavos says, if you're the guest of honor at a dinner, it's probably what he says, when you're standing and you're being praised, you should pull out meat. It's very, very unhealthy. And there, because you could believe it and you could think you're indeed full of milas, and they're doing it just because they think your uncle's going to give them a lot of money. That's the first thing you should realize, that they're just saying, they don't mean it even. Or they'll say anything to get money. That's the first thing you should think. The Chavos Halvavos doesn't say that. He's not talking about a dinner. I'm talking about a dinner. You're the guest of honor. But anyway, the Chavos Halvavos says, and seriously, he says you should think about that. Think of all the things you do that Hashem is covering up for you, and he's not letting people know about it, and you'll be nichna. You will realize that they far outweigh, you know, the few things that you did that you're being praised for. Because you have your whole life that they don't know about. And he should worry about that. He should be doeg me chiavoni agid edag me chatosi. But Al Kaponim, it throws cold water, and that's what, on your rapidly swelling head, and therefore it's a time to take out Midas HaKaniyah. The fourth one, ironically, is almost the exact opposite. If your wife starts yelling at you what a no good for nothing you are, oh, he doesn't say your wife, rather, okay. But if someone yells at you what a good for nothing you are and how you're terrible and you're bad and you're this and you're that, so you should take it, don't lash back, don't get angry, don't get depressed, and don't lash back. Number one, as we said, first of all, we said in Shara Bitachon, it teaches you to think, it's not him, it's Hashem, and I deserve this. And it's not him, he's a Shliach Hashem. That's in Shara Bitachon. Here he's saying, pull out Midas Hakaniya and thank Hashem, because you really, a lot more. You say, boy, that's all. I got a lot more to add to the list, you should be thinking to yourself. And therefore you won't get angry or upset or depressed. Adarabba, you'll take it as a spur to do tshuva, that you'll thank Hashem. He wants you to thank Hashem, so that it's a spur to do tshuva. You might also want to thank Hashem. It might be the embarrassment is a kapara for Averus, and better to be embarrassed in this world, and it really takes care of a lot of stuff in Olam Haba. Yerushalmi says, very famous Yerushalmi, a lot of things that go on in this world, in the next world, you're going to... You won't be able to stop thanking Hashem, and you're gonna wish that you had more Yisurin in this world, because a week of Yisurin in this world takes away a lot of Nitzchiyistika problems. So it's a very good trade-off.
If someone's getting cursed out for something that's not true, he shouldn't like it back. The thing he's getting cursed out about is not true.
Okay. First of all, the Chavis Lubavitch is not talking about arguing back. Grada, the answer to your question is, if you learn Chavis Chaim Shmiras Haloshen, he brings down that a person on a very high level, like Shmuel HaKotan, and a person that's like really wants to be a tzaddik, you know, on the highest madrega, won't answer back. That's on one level, if it stops someone else from being yelled at. So you're doing a badavka to deflect the embarrassment from someone else. That's like a very high madrega. Even without that cheshbon, we have a famous to be meha ne'alovim ve'enem olvin shomen cherposon ve'enem meshivin. It's tamazo, even without that extra specialness that you're doing it to save, and you're taking it on yourself because you're saving someone else. It's not a normal thing to do, by the way. Even the Chafetz Chaim says that's like very, very high madrega. But tamazo, not to answer back if someone's yelling at you, is a very wonderful madrega. It's seen as something that avoids machlokes, and don't answer back. And I can tell you from experience, it happens. Let me speaking from experience. Let me tell you your sort in life. A machlokes needs two people, even if you're right, but you're adding fuel by answering back. And if you don't answer back, it dies down for lack of oxygen. Really, I'll tell you. Take it for what it's worth. It'll take a week. You'll have to have bushes for a week, but then it's going to die down. Because it takes two to tango. And one person can't carry on a machlokes. He ends up punching himself in the face. Right? And if you answer back, you're mamish giving oxygen to the fire. Now, is that always true? I don't know, of course not. If I come in tomorrow and I say you took money out of the tucker box, so, you know, you're going to say it's not true. You know? I'm going to show you the video because we have a camera in the shul. So be careful what you answer me back. Because we have a V'chol Ma'asecha B'Sefer Nechtoven here. We have a secret camera 24 hours a day. Really, we do. Because of Gnevis.
It's not a secret anymore.
I don't care if it's not a secret, as long as it's a secret where it is, so the person can't break it.
On Shabbos also?
Yeah.
Also, I'm not going to come learning here on Shabbos anyway.
It's totally kosher. We could have gotten two kinds, and this one is the one that's totally, totally okay, because it always takes pictures. Nothing happens. Nothing makes it go on. It's 24 hours. It's not movement, it's not nothing. It takes 24 hours pictures. Nothing changes with a person. The chisaron is it's harder to find the place. If there was a geneva at some time, it's harder to find the place, but I didn't want any problems, I didn't want any haterim, I didn't want any issues, so we got this kind. So, should you never defend yourself? It's a tough question. It is a madrega. I don't know. You know, it depends on the circumstance. It really depends on the circumstance. But a lot of it depends a lot on the circumstance. But in general, it's a olav of ketzayis Hashem yesh begvura. So to be shomim chapot v'mishimim. The Chaim Soloveitchik, though, is not at all talking when it's not true. So you threw in a new issue, which, and I'm not really answering you properly. It's a major discussion. It bears major discussion, and maybe we have to think of three or four different types of scenarios, five, and say here you should answer back, here you shouldn't answer back. Even if you answer back, don't answer back to machlokas, whatever. But the Chaim Soloveitchik is not talking about that. He's talking about if someone chapped you and they're maybe they're being mavayish you barabim, which is not right, but they're giving you tochacha. He doesn't imply it's not true. He says be kniya and be nichna, and thank Hashem that they only are talking about like 0.01% of the things you do. It's really like number three. It's the same reaction as number three. As it says, whether you're praised or insulted, use midas hakniya to deal with it. He's talking in this perek about using midas hakniya in different scenarios. So use it in these scenarios. That will help you deal with the situation. If you're being praised, like in number three, you will deal with the. You won't get a swelled head. You won't believe it. You won't become a balgaiva, hopefully. And here you won't get depressed and you won't get angry and you won't lash back. And adarabba, you'll deal with it in this way. So, again, he's giving scenarios when you should use midas hakaniyah. And it might even be that Hashem maneuvered these scenarios to be occurring so that you should practice midas hakaniyah. Number five is a rather long, he spends a lot of time on. If you feel blessed, things are going well, you didn't get fired, you just got a raise, your kid has not been kicked out of school for 2 weeks already, so like, you know, you're feeling good, things are good. So again, it's like, don't pat yourself on the back, al sekunt mir, and I must be a pretty good fellow because things are going so well, and Hashem is smiling at me, and Hashem is pleased with me, obviously, and you smile and you pat yourself on the back. It's not it's dangerous. It's sort of like number three, but Hashem is doing it, sort of, and Chavidah Lovis points out, before he talks about Kiniyah, I mean, he says, "Ki kovig mimenu." You have to be nichna because you're in hot water now. Again, kniya is I'm botel to Hashem. Hashem is the one providing me with everything. This is coming from Hashem. Why is Hashem doing this to me? And now he says, "So you're nichna, and you're saying Hashem has handed me this raise. Hashem has made my life pleasant. I look around; people are having sorrows." People are having agmas nefesh. People are worried about their income. They're worried about all sorts of things. And mamish, my life is very pleasant. That's weird. Why is Hashem doing this to me? And he says there's three possible maslulim, what Hashem is doing. There's three possible explanations why Hashem... We're not talking about... See, you have to understand where the Chaim Soloveitchik is coming from. We're not talking about that you're breathing and that your kidneys work, and that your liver works, and that you could walk and talk and think. We're not that's your regular Shar HaBechina stuff. And indeed, our normal Avodas Hashem is based on our sense of gratitude, Hakaras HaTov, that Hashem gave us life, and Hashem allows us to think, and the Koach to think, and the Koach to talk, and the Koach to walk, and the Koach to digest food. Like, those Shar HaBechina, we call it, right? Now he has a yesod in Shara Avodas Elokim Grada that if Hashem ratchets up the tovus and you feel it, you feel like, you know, you have a baby, it's healthy, Hashem, you feel Hashem has given you something, you have to respond properly. So here he's saying this is the time to whip out Midas HaKaniyah and pat yourself, don't pat yourself on the back, but realize the tremendous responsibility and obligation that you now have. And it's scary. He said you should get scared. That's your nichna. You realize it's from Hashem and you get scared. Why? Because when Hashem bestows special tovus on you, there's one of three possible reasons he is doing so. He is doing so in the context of one of three mahalchim. We'll stop here. Just, one is that he's taken, he wants you to have it good. You're a good man, you deserve it. Then you have to worry because you have to respond, as he says in Shavuot and Sanokim. You have to learn an extra half hour a day. Give a little more tzedakah. Be a little more careful about Lashon Hara. Daven a little better. You have that obligation. It might be in the Sayyam. What are you going to do with this extra time you have? What are you going to do with this extra money that you have? What are you going to do with this extra Menuchas Nefesh you have? How are you going to use it? So it could be in the Sayyam. That's number two. And number three, it could be an onesh. Yes, yes, it's more money. It's more Menuchas Nefesh, but it could be an onesh. Why? Because if it's more money, it could be an onesh, because Hashem knows that you're going to now spend more time at work, because more money means they asked you to stay later at night and to work more. And you're going to say, okay, because you want the more money. And there goes your ruchniyistic life. Or you're going to become a workaholic, or who knows what could happen. It could be an onesh that you become rich and then they kidnap your kid, you know, because you're rich. All sorts of things can happen. You can be rich and you go and you're chas v'shalom, there's an accident because you went on vacation to some Honolulu place. I don't know. It could be an onesh, right? It could be an onesh. Kennedy was elected president because there was a bullet that he had to get in his head. So it was an onesh that he was elected president. I'm sure the night he was elected president, he felt very good about himself, but he had to be. Maybe it's good, maybe it's an asayon, and maybe it's an onesh. And Chavis Halvavos will tell us how we can tell. That's amazing. He tells us in this paragraph how you can tell. His point is, it's like a side point. His point is to have kenia and realize that at best you now have a tremendous responsibility. At best. And at worst, you have to worry that things are good. You should worry. But at best, you have a tremendous responsibility now to respond properly. And that all is a totsa'ah from the midah of keniyah. Because you're nichna to Hashem, you don't think you deserve it. B'chulu, you botel, it's from Hashem, and he's doing it for a reason. And Grada, he says, and he goes through these three things, we'll learn them at Hashem Sunday, and he says how you can tell. So that's pretty good if you can tell. Okay, stop here.